back another edition, Bob's the Sports Podcast. And look, Yaman, you probably don't agree. I'll be honest, I really miss you guys.
I really do. I miss you guys.
That's interesting because once you step foot into Florida and Jupiter, you fall off the face of the earth.
The guy who misses us, he sure doesn't respond.
Yeah, you get on me a lot because he's on all those ski-doos. You get on me a lot for not calling or not texting. The truth is, once you get in Jupiter mode, you're off the map.
Hold on. Okay,
jet ski Bob.
Because the thing is, in order for us to talk, I have to call you. So usually it's me calling you. But yes, when I go to Jupiter, I stay occupied to where it's not me calling you as much. Very rarely is it ever you calling me. You're just used to getting the call from me. That's not a two-way street.
But that's fine. But you're coming on saying you miss us. But you don't because you're doing your thing and you might miss this, but I think you're so occupied like living that Jupe life that it's and good for you. I have my concerns now that we're all moving
if this is a preview to when we move to Jupiter.
Whoa,
who needs us when he's got Grant Horvat?
Look, wow.
Oh,
man, damn. Look, I enjoy playing golf with Grant. I mean, I really do. Look, if you guys were down here, I'd be playing. It's one thing if I was playing golf with Grant and you guys were down here, but when you guys are down here, I'm going to be playing golf with you guys.
And Grant.
That's fine. Nothing against Grant.
I can get behind Grant.
I just, we're all moving there for, we're trying to go to the next level here. So we got, Jupiter Bob is a vacation mode guy.
You can call me anytime that you want to call me. But yeah, I when I'm down in Jupiter, I do stay very occupied. I'll give you that.
Rightfully so.
Playing pickleball in the daytime, pulling his back out. And
is it true? Are you or are you not actually in Boca Raton right now?
I was in Boca Raton for 2 days. Yeah.
Special place.
Which, by the way, you think Jupiter is like a retiree type place? Boca Raton is
a great name.
Do you remember when Lane Kiffin went and coached? Is it Florida Atlantic?
Yeah.
FAU.
Yeah.
And Boca Lane Kiffin got sun-kissed hair and was hanging out at Cougar bars. The guy, FAU Lane Kiffin was a wild dude. He retired essentially at 31 as a coach for FAU. It was the wildest thing in the world.
It's kind of what I did at 30.
So what you're working on. Content House is actually in Boca.
Yeah. FAU was always just a stepping stone for Lane Kiffin.
He was at Tennessee and then he went to USC for one evening left.
Then he went to
and I think coach for an evening and then he left.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did he not tick? I don't remember fully.
He sure fucking did.
Yeah. He left Tennessee after 1 year.
To go to USC and then he went for dinner and left.
And then he was with the Raiders for a second, right?
I think that's right. He left USC for the Raiders.
You want a visual? We always bring it up, but Ole Miss University, me, Jet, and Monty Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin's mother sitting in a box together watching the Ole Miss football game.
Didn't Jet get pissed?
It was Bob and Monty and Mr. and Mrs. Kiffin. And it was me getting into a heated debate with Lane's girlfriend.
And then Jet looked at me. He's like, we got to go. And I was like, why? Or where else?
Well, what do you mean you got in a heated debate?
The story has been told many times.
Yeah, we don't need to get into it.
She called me my ass.
She called him a cameraman.
I was trying to talk back to her
and I was like trying to like be fun. Like I said, it was like her and her little like posse of friends, and I tried to like I was already in their box. It was the most road game I've ever played in my life. I was like trying to like ease the tensions and I was getting nothing, and then I was like, Bob, we gotta
That, by the way, was one of my dumbest things. When I went and got that big plate of food right when we got in there, that got us off to a wrong foot. And
I don't think they care too much that you were just like making yourself at home watching the game. And Ole Miss is a special place.
And Bob has learned nothing from that because he still does that.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Bob, you should have seen this spread at the Raiders stadium where I didn't watch the first quarter of football. It was – It was outrageous.
You know, Dana White was talking about like the new Sphere in Vegas. Apparently, like with the boxes, they really treat it to where like they make the food really good. Dana White was talking about how all boxes, like Joe, that was different. That looked really great. Mostly all boxes, the food sucks. Like the food is pretty chefs. Shitty. Apparently, the Sphere, what they're dishing out there, is really, really good.
It would get you to the Sphere, wouldn't it?
Yeah, actually, doing a Bob the Sports episode from the Sphere.
They're dishing out mushrooms in the Sphere. Have you seen that thing?
It looks insane. Wow.
Yeah, the thing was trolling me when I fucking shanked a drive out of bounds.
It's true. Yeah, guy was everywhere.
By the way, maybe almost as viral, if not more viral, than the garage door video.
Yeah.
People keep sending me videos of like them watching it on different channels on the morning news. And you know, the one that I actually like the most is one guy actually referenced Bob to Sports in the video, which was great.
I think a couple things to address here, fellas. A, we are on Zoom for the first time, not something that we plan to do. We've kind of been scattered throughout the country. So here we are. We're on Zoom. We still wanted to give you guys a podcast. That's a big thing. Our hoodies, our sweatshirts dropped today and are doing spectacular. Boys, throw up those sweatshirts if you got them right there. Bada bing, bada boom. So we appreciate the living hell out of the folks that bought. Awesome. I honestly think, I'm not just saying this, I think it's some of the best stuff that we've ever busted out. I think it's awesome, and the support that we've had on it has been incredible. BreezyGolf.com. And then most important of them all, the big ticket has a stalker. Ticket, why don't you tell the folks what's going on?
Well, first of all, going back to the hoodies, do you guys look jacked as hell in these?
Is anyone wearing anything under their hoodies right now?
No,
because I'm not.
It's like it feels like it's
and I don't need to. And I almost think
it's so meant to not wear anything under. I almost would feel like I'd feel kind of weird if I had something.
Well, I would wear this over like if it was a brisk day over a golf polo on the course
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
just chilling. This thing with nothing under it, pretty nice.
Well, actually, Bob, you go on the course with these with nothing on underneath.
That was a secret.
Yeah, I do.
I think it is.
We're gonna have. Go ahead, Tech. I want to hear about your stalker.
Stalker alert.
So first of all, they're not after me. They're not after the poppy. Okay, no one wants to see.
Know that? Yeah. They might be after that cake.
Why are they not after the poppy if they're trying the poppy?
He thinks they're trying to get to us.
I think he's telling himself that to make him feel better.
Yes, I agree.
Do you need to skirt off how freaked out I am?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So basically the nuts and bolts of this is I took a quick it wasn't quick. I took about a week and a half long trip back to the East Coast where I'm from, did a family weekend, did a bachelor party. And I get a text from one of my boys saying there's an AirTag following us all over the place. And it's always following me. It's going left and right. We played 18 holes. It followed every – you can see every movement you make from every step. It tracked me all 18 holes. It saw me in the woods a lot. My ball was often in the woods is where I went. And, got back to L.A. last night. There's an AirTag. There's an AirTag that's not mine. In my golf bag, it was buried. Don't know whose it is. And I think they're trying to get to you guys, to be honest. I think they're trying to figure out where Bob was.
How can you see yourself on their AirTag?
If you have an AirTag on you, apparently, and the owner is not nearby, Apple sends you a notification that an AirTag is following you. And so I guess I had my location services turned off, but my friends didn't. And they were like, there's a fucking AirTag following us everywhere.
You've been bugged?
Oh, yeah. He's bugged.
I was bugged hard.
He's been tagged.
Hard as hell.
Wasn't there a second AirTag?
There's a second AirTag in my backpack that's been here. So it wasn't someone on this trip who bugged me because I have another one in my backpack in L.A. Well, here in this apartment in L.A., not on the East Coast. So
what's that AirTag named?
Neil's backpack.
Look, the first AirTag with just no owner, no name, a serial number. There could be some confusion. Maybe a guy put it in the wrong bag, whatever. an AirTag that's not yours named Neil's backpack in Neil's backpack.
Oh my God.
It wasn't. That one's not in my backpack. I turned that thing over. I ripped that thing to shreds. It's not in there.
You know who it is.
Where's the AirTag then? The other one, the second one.
I don't know. I've been taking
walks. You know who's doing it? Different tags
in my apartment to figure out which one it's in. I don't know.
Go ahead, Yams.
It's the guy who owns the ticket username.
Oh.
He's coming for that ass.
By the way.
And that's a lot of ass.
You got You ain't ever getting that handle, dude.
I'm after a new guy now. If I could point everyone in a separate direction.
No, well, I wouldn't do it, Tick. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
It's the price, dude.
Do it, Tick.
Well, now you got to do it.
But tell us.
We're after. So the last guy was the Tick. Now we're after Tick.
Yeah.
And that guy's playing ball. That guy's
nice. What's the number for that, Tick?
Too much.
35.
Whoa! 500?
100?
3500.
Where do you start these?
How is that playing ball?
How do these negotiations work?
I start by, I hit him up and I say, hey, would you be interested in selling me your username? And then he goes, sure, what's your number? He makes me throw out a number first, of course. So I go, you know, what about 500? And he goes, thinking more like 35. So
you're gonna go back. You go back on that.
That's I'll go back on that.
Go to 1,500.
You go back at 1,500. He's gonna try to get you to 2,500 and you settle at $2,000.
Okay. Now, would you be interested, Perez, in dropping the would you pay money for that? Just fat Perez.
That would be great.
I think you would.
Yeah,
really? Is the V so arrogant that I have to get rid of it?
It's kind of arrogant.
No, but I
arrogant. It just isn't
much better. I don't like it. I think you agree with that.
It's not white.
Hey, folks. Joey Coldcuts here. And NFL fans, if you're ready for some more exciting action on the field this week, don't worry. I've got you covered. Because we partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook. That's correct. An official partner of the NFL. And they have got you covered. New customers bet as little as $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. That's correct. $200 in bonus bets instantly. It's that simple. It's that easy. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and sign up using our promo code BDSPOD.
Well, okay. If I could have gotten Fat Perez when I did it, I would have done that. Obviously,
who is Fat
who
Perez?
Owns Fat Perez?
Some fat ass named Perez.
I don't know. Pat Perez. Pat Perez has Fat Perez. Yeah,
smart. How do you play? So I took the Fat Perez because I thought it was like the next best thing to avoid like an underscore or a fucking another T or a dot or whatever the hell it would be.
All the things I did, you mean? The underscore.
You have a period.
What if you go with Jet's name? D.
Huh?
I would go with Mr. T.
Mr. T, if you could get it for without having to pay, I'll take Mr. T over big GGGGG underscore underscore underscore.
Would you take it over Tick?
No.
Tick is a good one.
Tick is not worth a few thousand. If it was Ticket.
Oh, dude, this is the Fat Perez. Only 217 view or fucking followers.
That's a lot of friends. Wow.
Fat P.
And it goes Fat P. The person's name is Fat P.
And that's their name?
Yeah, Fat P.
It doesn't even look that fat.
All right. Well, like, I don't think that's how I can approach it. I don't think I can be like, hey, man, I took a look at some data.
Why don't you
take a look at a couple pictures, and I don't think you're quite fat enough.
Why don't you offer him to be the Fat Perez, and you just become Fat Perez?
Why would I want to give him something that's better? He's going to obviously wonder, like, how do I market that? And the thing is, like what am I going to do? I'm going to hit the guy. Like, what would you do? If you were him and I hit you up, what would you do? You would get every dollar you could get out of me.
You're gonna get banged.
I don't know if I would.
Oh, I'd get a call from JoJo be like, I'm gonna bang him, Bob.
Of course. Of course. I should, you know what? I should be banged. I should get banged.
Yeah, when
no, you don't deserve to get banged.
I deserve to get banged.
When they see how many followers you have, they will try to bang you.
Look, you said it, I didn't say it. I think when a blue check mark needs something from you,
it's
gonna cost you.
Well, I'd like to think that there's something called humanity that still exists, where maybe somebody doesn't try to take you for all your worth over thee or not thee.
Joe, but you got to use that you would not live by what you're describing.
I mean, listen, if he said $2,000, that's worth it. You tell him Ticket to do it.
Who owns the Joey Cold Cuts username?
I can't get a hold of the guy. I've messaged him twice.
Yeah, talking about a guy with no, guy's got no humanity.
Yeah. Have you tried FaceTiming him? That works sometimes when you do the audio call.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That cuts right through them not following you. You go right past the request. It goes right to their phone. Try that out.
This guy doesn't even have a single, like, nothing.
Yeah.
He's not even a cold cut.
He's going to have a few dollars.
How do you FaceTime?
Joe, I would contact them again. But what you should do is contact them from a different account.
Wow.
Yeah, you should do it from like a.
How do you call them, Ticket? Where do you go to call them?
Go to message.
That is something right
there.
Top
right.
That is like you. That's somebody who's done this before.
There's no.
That is.
Damn.
I got lucky. I didn't even mean to. I swindled somebody out of their username without even trying. I banged somebody. They let me bang them.
I think you scared the shit out of the guy.
I kind of want to look back and look at it. It was somebody, he knew what he was doing though. I think he had experience. I think he had sold the username in the past before because he knew the deal right away. And he just sold it to me.
I feel like
he also owns the big ticket, Fat Perez and Joey Cole.
I feel like there will come a day where somebody comes after the Brilliantly Dumb Instagram name. You know,
really? What's your number?
Yeah, it would be up there. We've had Brilliantly Dumb for a long. I was Brilliantly Dumb on Vine. You know, I've had it for a while. Back last thing I'll say in regards to the AirTag, Ticket told me today that he was going to go to the police because he read on Reddit that he could take it to the police. If you think the Los Angeles Police Department is going to give a flying fuck about your AirTag situation. And with all due respect to the Los Angeles Police Department, they got enough on their plate that if you think you coming in there about your AirTag, that they'll give a fuck, you know?
They're going to bang me. They're going to laugh in my face. They're going to be like, yeah, we'll call the CSI department right now. Yeah.
Be the party popo
or something. You should, like, tell them you're bleeding and that you're being stalked and maybe they'll come for the bleeding, and then while they're there, you can talk to them about the stalking thing.
Are you guys not even a little bit worried about maybe Perez? No. I mean, you're in Virginia, but
I am. Well,
it's followed me to all your guys' places.
Oh,
how long has this thing been around?
I'm concerned
for how long has this thing been around?
It could have been 6 months. That's why I'm going to the police, Perez.
But Tick, if
the par three popo,
if they are trying to follow one of us, and we're all together, they would have just stuck it in somebody else's bag. I don't know why they would stick it in your bag.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. If they haven't done anything in 6 months, they ain't doing anything now, Tick.
No, but they haven't known about it. Oh, you're talking about whoever put it in.
If they've been following us for 6 months, they obviously don't like what they're getting.
No, I'm saying I don't know how long it's been there. It could have been 6 months.
But your golf bag doesn't go on trips. Exactly. Your golf bag stays at home. Like
that's why I'm saying they might have seen me without you guys. That's why they wouldn't stick it in.
But I think that this is a targeted attempt at you. I don't think they're coming for anybody else. You have something that they want.
Have you pissed someone off recently?
Fair enough.
Tick, you know who I think it is? I think it's the bigger Ticket.
Oh,
I shook him down. I shook him down hard. He didn't respond. He was like,
he looks like he has a good poker face.
I will tell you,
we've all seen it on Instagram.
Received information that somebody was tracking me, I would not sleep for months.
Well, you already don't sleep for months.
And add that and make it another few months. The thought, and I'm not trying to scare you, but like the thought that somebody's is putting an AirTag in your ass, I don't got time for that.
Oh, and I didn't put it there. Checked your ass. Someone did. That's frightening.
let's move on to another subject here, boys. And Ticket, we hope you're okay and we care about your well-being. Who's ever following the Big Ticket, please stop. But moving right along. We're headed to Miami. We're Miami bound. Back at it. Another Breezy Invitational. We've said it before. The Breezy Invitationals are cooking. And we had the original one in Miami. There's something special about the Miami vibes. Am I wrong, FP?
Oh, no. It's obviously, it's the first one, so it's got a special place in our heart. But that was a wild, wild day. The setup they have out there with the range and the carts and the bar and the putting green, it's pretty undefeated. And I think it was clearly the best one we'd ever had up until Chicago, I think. And I think Chicago
dethroned it.
Might have. I think so. But I think it's appropriate that Miami gets another punch back. You know, they got punched by Chicago, and now Miami gets to kind of punch back. I'm looking forward to it.
The only thing is, I don't think it's going to be tough to beat in the sense of what Chicago having the hole in one and then having somebody propose to his wife, soon to be wife, was, I don't know how we top that. I mean,
vibe ticket stalker.
This guy's had enough air time. Fuck him.
Do you remember when FP, like before we went to Miami, FP went out and got like four different Miami fits? And he came rolling into the welcome dinner. He looked like a fucking
Pablo Escobar. It was Art Basil.
Art Basil. Okay. It was Art Basil.
I was out of my element. I didn't know.
He bought kicks. It was
some sort of art festival, and I didn't know what to wear. I thought I looked good. First,
I did. I think it did too.
The button-ups that you got were fire. You still wear those?
And if you think I do still wear them, and if you think those motherfuckers ain't coming back to Miami, you're crazy because they are.
You bought a chain, didn't you? That you sure still
did.
Wear?
Sure did. Yep. Hey, gang, gang, throw them on if you got them. You got them, maybe. It's awesome.
That was pretty good, actually. I'm gonna keep rocking.
You know who would be fucking hysterical to see with the chain?
Yams. With a giant
Bob says
turnover chain,
like Bob ever says. You know who something? The answer is always me.
Maybe you should get like a little like YouTube app, like Diamond and Cross.
Oh, yeah. 100,000, 1 million subscribers.
If you think you
it's just a keyboard.
Blood diamonds, red blood diamonds, and a fucking YouTube.
It's a keyboard. Yaman, you got the facial hair going right now.
Yeah, that's how you know I'm working hard, Cutsy, to make you a star.
Dick, how about a 1 out of 10?
Or just like a middle finger. I was gonna say the only thing that tops Miami, and you might not agree, is Taco.
Oh, Taco, dude, I don't remember.
Hey, good job, boys.
As a matter of fact, I really don't remember. That was a wild
special place.
Oh, was that the post game place we went
every night?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Jet, you and I went there the first night. You're like, I fucking hate this place. And then we went the next night. He's like, this place is great.
Yeah, it's we're a lot drunker.
Because he was all hammered on the second night.
So I don't like Miami is too fucking like loud for me. Like we were sitting on a street corner and there's just fucking bands marching by and people screaming and yelling. And I was like, this ain't for me. The next night we were hammered. It was a lot more fun.
This is one of the more wild things in the world. We had the pool party on the Saturday, right? And then we kind of like got ourselves together. We went back to that area that night. Some of us did. Jet did. And then we left. And I got a text from Jet that was like, I wish we hadn't left. I wish we could we should go back. And I was like, who the fuck is this? Who has Jet's fucking phone? Because that doesn't make any fucking sense. Jet, and I somehow convinced my wife that I should go back to the Maxim pool party.
Oh, we went back after party.
You went back after because you wanted to go back. Craziest shit I've ever.
I bumped into 50 Cent that night.
You did?
Like straight up, our bodies like bumped into each other.
That's when you said 50 Cent looks exactly like 50 Cent.
He did. and it made sense. I know you know what I'm talking about.
You know who hasn't, you know who just thrives in Miami and called me last month to see what we were doing the night prior?
I'm going to nail this.
You should. He called me the month before and asked what we're doing the night prior. And I was like, dude, I got no idea what we're doing.
The month before Breezy, before Breezy.
Month before Breezy Miami. He's coming to Breezy. And he thrived at Breezy Miami. He absolutely thrived.
I'm blanking.
You have to get this.
Is it Dubs?
Who? Tay Dubs? Yeah. No. I would say it, FP, and you'd be like, oh, shit, how did I not think of it?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. And I'm usually good at this. He thrived at Breezy Miami. So he's a guest who came to Breezy Miami.
Oh, I got it.
No brainer.
Go for it.
That would be Big Wave Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Big Wave. Okay, yeah. I forgot he was in Miami. He was at the par three.
He called me last month, and he was like, you know, what are you guys doing the night before? I was like, wait, I don't know what I'm doing next week. I got no clue. Yeah, he's in.
Big Wave and Bo just had a nice finish at the Shriners.
Sure did. Do you know how much money he won? It was 200. Bo won $236,000. That's 10% for Big Wave, FP?
Yeah, 8 to 10. Yeah.
What position did he come? Where did they finish?
He probably finished like fourth or fifth, right?
Sorry.
Wade was supposed to. He was upset that he couldn't make it because there's a tournament in Cabo that they were going to do, and I guess maybe he got booted for that one too.
Yeah,
he's coming to Miami.
Yeah,
Wade. Yeah.
By the way, I hate even bringing this up because we can't say the name, but I think the two Breezy caddies that we have between Scotty Vail and Big Wave Dave, it's just an awesome combo, and it makes a lot of sense. There's a third coming into the fold that I think would make a lot of sense, that fits the brand. There's a little bit of a backstory to it. It would really be a good hit that we're talking to. That would be awesome. And again, I feel bad for bringing it up because we can't really say, but keep an eye out. And with that, Big Ticket, if you could have any other Breezy caddy, or even just a player rocking Breezy, who would you want to see, Neil?
Tom Kemp.
I like that.
Didn't he just get a doping suspension?
No, he just won.
He's one of us. He's one of us, Bob. Yeah, he just won. He just won, right? Won. Yeah.
The doping guy was FP. Who just got the doping? Ben On, perhaps?
That would be I think. Is that right? Yeah.
I thought it was Tom Kemp.
Tom Kim is just this like young kid, and he won.
Yikes. Okay, Joseph, let's ask you. Who would you like to see as a Breezy athlete? You can't say Tiger Woods.
Smiley Kaufman.
It's not in.
Smiley is talking more these days.
He's on the – it would be a lot of airtime for the Breezy.
Yeah. He's not on camera.
What is wrong with you, dude?
All right, Dottie Pepper. Then Dottie Pepper.
No, it's got to be a thing, Joe. It's got to be a player.
Well, I was kind of going a different route. Like, who's the person who does on field interviews?
Colt Knost.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Oh, Cutsy, I have a question for you.
Renner Ballionis.
Yeah, Amanda Ballionis would be a great one.
Sure.
What's your question, Jet?
Can you walk us, and I don't want to change the subject if we were going through everybody's, Breezy athlete. Can you walk us through what happened to you at Vancouver Country Club on the 13th and 14th hole, shot by shot? Because a lot of people are asking, there was terms, the term Fern Gully Forest has come up a few times. Yes, I've seen it everywhere. Gully. Can you take us into the mind of a Joey Colcuts?
It was, when I get like that, man, it's Perez saw it straight up. It's not me. I black out. It's just like I see red, man. I can't even. I was watching that. I had to call my mom, and I called my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I didn't call her. I messaged her. I was like, Mom, I just want to let you know there's a plethora of swearing in this episode that is going to probably upset you, and I just giving you the fair warning before you watch this uncensored. It was bad, man. I was psychotic. I was absolutely beside myself.
Joe, we got to find a way to get you in the moment.
And what do you mean? Like in what sense?
Focus. You when you're in a round, I think you look at around like a painting, right? And when you have a couple bad brush strokes, you feel the whole painting is ruined. Your round is ruined. I've had a hole that's ruined my entire round. And you've got to get out of the round mindset. You've got to get into the shot by shot mindset.
I said for a long time, I'm a mental midget. And I was actually watching the video. Like, I was stringing together like 7, 8, almost 9 good holes where I was parring almost everything. And then it just was straight implosion. But I also didn't even think in the moment. And I think Jet was trying to tell me I should have just taken an unplayable and just dropped. And I would have probably saved like 4 strokes easily.
Yeah, it depends on where you're an unplayable. You get 2 club lengths. So you still would have been in the trees. But if your lie was so bad where you could 2 club lengths with, you've gotten you an alley, that would have been worth doing. There's also some rules controversies about you uprooting a tree or a bush, which happened, which is against the rules.
I hated that fucking bush.
You did. You did hate that one bush in particular. And there were some comments. I had a DM and somebody was like, "We really just going to not call Joey Cold Cuts on that?" And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, who in the world would walk over there and
call you in a psychopath?
Call you in a fucking rules infraction in that moment.
If someone did that at that moment,
how that would go down.
If someone did that at that moment, they would almost be as in much trouble as Ticket with the stalker. Like, there would be a problem. It would be a real, real issue. When I'm like that, I can't be rational. There's no rational talking to me when I'm like that. It's just sheer psychotic.
I also forgot until I watched it again that you thought you had, I believe,
a 9. I thought I had a 9. A 9, yeah.
And I didn't need to, but I did the right thing. And I was like, Joe, I actually believe that might be a 10. And I wore that.
I also look back and watching Bob laugh to the point of near death. Probably didn't need that either. And I could hear the cackling in the background. I think the only thing that kind of like the next hole when I farted, that kind of like lightened the mood at least. So I was able to kind of just laugh at myself a little bit, but that was
a fart. A tough fart stretch. Is going to get this group every single time.
Remember that fart?
Pumped out that rocket in the Rick Shields video. Whoa. Usually you're outside by the water and it blows over.
In our video or in theirs?
It's in Rick's, and he puts a pipe job on him. Dude, it was unbelievable.
You know, normally you feel like you can fart outside without any impact. That one had a little extra integrity to it.
You know what was really tough was watching the clip. In my mind, when I had that little hole out and I see how close it was from the hole, in my mind, it was like 100 yards.
Bob looked like Forrest Gump. He just took off for the forest.
FP, Gary Clark has hit that shot 350 times.
Yeah, and he hits it like 6 times a day.
Yeah, dude. That was, I'm like 20 over at the time. And it's that like also just happened, off the green.
It also happened in the midst of another blow up by me. That's so true. It was chaos.
Going bunker to bunker the whole time. From
beach to Mid- beach.
Other,
yeah. Cutsy gives me a high five. And he's like happy for me, but he's so pissed off that he just like went like this. And just gives me like,
I will say, like, testament to myself, no matter how mad I am, I will always congratulate like one of my partners if they make a good shot or something happens. I'm very like celebratory of everyone else.
You always have.
I just rage myself into a corner when it's my own game.
You're very much like that too in bets. You're a very fun guy. Even if you don't have a bet that one of us are on, you're very good about rooting for us. Something that we brought up on the Brilliantly Dumb Show was Cutsy's story post of it was him and another guy, and he did a breezy ad and he said, "Just a couple of legends."
Eric is a legend.
That's not the problem, Joseph.
There's one guy.
You called yourself a legend.
Yeah.
A wild thing to do.
In hindsight, looking back at it, yes, it's a bit obnoxious. I didn't think about it like I didn't think about it like that at the time. I think sometimes I just don't contemplate in the moment how things are perceived until after the fact, and then I have sheer regrets.
When I called that out, you did look at that and be like, "All right, like yeah, I could see that."
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say, dude. I don't know what you want me to say.
Dude, when you walked out of the forest, and this is back to the other video, after your meltdown, you walk out of the forest, and FP's like hitting a shot, and you like pop in the screen, and you're like, Smokey the Bear can suck my nuts.
And then FP just hits his shot. It's so good.
People are dying about it. I don't even know why I said that. I get so enraged, you're man. Upset. I was very upset. I just desperately want to put together one really good round of golf on camera, and I always end up just shooting myself in the foot.
Got to stop thinking about the round, dog. You got to think shot to shot.
That's right. Stroke to stroke. It's like a painting.
You and me both, though, Joseph. Trust me, I'm right there with you, pal. I can tell
it's tough to watch, no, Bob? Like how bad we play at times. It's really
that's why you do what I do. You just don't watch.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, that's the answer. I've seen enough of it. I don't watch. I can tell you multiple votes. One video in particular where a video that's not doing – it doesn't feel like it's doing so well. This one was good because we knew that video would be doing well, but that a cutsy blow-up can save a video was the one at Quail Lodge was a terrible video, and then the cutsy blow-up totally saves the video. And I remember watching it unfold and saying, okay, we have ourselves a video next.
Another one in Virginia too with Perez.
A New Amsterdam one.
The first day that we played at that old trail. Remember, I got into the tree and I started – smashing the tree.
You got all congested.
But I started smashing the tree and get out. It's always a fucking tree or a forest or bushes or some shit.
Or in Jupiter too, you had a nice big blow up with the wedges.
That was in the middle of the fairway.
That one was Perez.
He said he had a great comment. You said, "What is this guy?"
You're digging fiber optic cables.
Yeah. And then Yaman on the edit, he put like the shot tracers on every freaking piece of grass that chunked up, which was
could have been ticket.
Whoever did it was actually quite hysterical.
Yaman, we'll let you pick because if we ask Ticket, we'll say like Wyoming or something, but we need a destination for December. And we've been to Scottsdale 50 times. We've been to Jupiter 49 times. Where would you like to go? Spin the wheel wherever you want to go, Yaman. Where does Bob Does Sports go in December?
Cabo San Luis.
So it's not necessarily where I want to go, but where I think could be a good place. And there's a lot of factors to it, but I'm thinking, FP, don't be shaking your head.
This is wild.
Bob. Dangerous?
Whoa.
I'm thinking no.
Whoa. Get ready for
this. This is wild.
I was talking to FP about it the other day. I think a good place, and I think, again, there's a lot of factors to it in terms of courses, in terms of places we could go, in terms of proximity, in terms of place we've never been for the show, would be Las Vegas.
Oh!
Jet wants to go to Vegas.
Not even to – I don't want to go
there's
to like
– great golf in Vegas.
Exactly. I just think there's – don't be scratching your head, okay?
I had a fucking itch.
No, but you were looking –
what
were,
the fuck was that?
That's a timely itch there, Bob.
I had an itch.
It's a timely itch. We all have them. But I think Vegas – you're doing it again. Eats the face too. You're looking like I said something crazy.
Well, that, yeah. But not –
okay. So – I just think we've never been there, so we could showcase some Las Vegas golf, which probably looks exactly like Scottsdale, but whatever. And then we can get some content of, Joseph Colcuts, doing whatever he does in Vegas, living that Vegas life. And it's close, and we have connections at the course, probably some of the courses. And, I just think it's a good, easy spot.
The only thing that I
do – go to a Raiders game?
Raiders. I do think some courses would be good. The behind-the-scenes footage would really shine there. If there is a casino that would allow us to get footage of Cutsy at a craps table,
ask Dana White, Bob.
That's a 1 out of 10. We would have to go see Power Slap.
We would. I'd go.
I would.
I would do it.
Power slap.
Press, could you name me two people from the power slap card? I'd be very impressed. Because you could do Micromania. You should be able to do power slap.
Buffalo Soldier.
That's was amazing, for one of them. Dude. That's true. That's amazing.
The guy that won at the end was from Myrtle Beach. These are just like a couple random thoughts. That's all I got.
The Flying Hawaiian? Something Hawaiian. You're
talking about Flying
Hawaiian? Yeah.
It was something Hawaiian.
You're talking about Ivar the Micro?
I don't know.
Talking about Flying Ryan, dude? Talking about Disco Don?
Where do you want to go?
Talking about Lil Chief?
Where do I want to go?
Yeah, like, let's go around the room.
Okay.
Your turn.
Mine?
No, anybody's.
Clockwise. We'll go clockwise. Yeah.
Okay. And it's not even where you want to go. Like, where do you think is a good place for December?
I'll tell you. I got mine. Cool. Stop scratching your head. But I got mine. I would go a place that I went to that I was fascinated with. Actually, where we first met FP. I would love to do Pinehurst. Yeah, I think that would be really – there's so many different courses, like Tobacco Road and all of that, even if you don't like – I would love to do that.
December's not a good time for that. It's cold. It's cold, so that's the problem. We need to go somewhere warm.
That's right.
It can be cold in Texas. So it's kind of out of the range too. Oddly cold in Central Texas. I would say the Gulf Coast of Florida.
So is like, that like
is that Stream Song?
That's way down. Is that like the Everglades or whatever? Is that a horrible?
It can be. Yeah, Everglades is kind of in the middle, but like
I would do that.
Fort Myers, Sarasota, Tampa.
By the way, we might be fucked on Vegas. Vegas would be freezing cold too, then, I think.
Does it get cold in Vegas?
Yeah. No.
Ticket's going to be in Vegas for the Formula One anyways.
Ticket's like an air tag. He's like an air tag for Formula One. He just follows them everywhere.
That's a bar.
He's going everywhere.
I know where I would want to go.
Where's that, Joseph?
Wait. Vegas is cold in December?
It can get cold.
Get cold? Like when we played Shadow Creek and stuff? Okay, freezing.
Then I'm out.
But you're always I would go somewhere warm, somewhere tropical. I'd go to Cabo San Lucas. Play Diamante.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. Let's go to Bermuda.
Bermuda's ridiculous. Mexico.
Curacao. While we're at
it's not a long flight from LA. Mexico is a short flight.
Hey, Gary Player will have us in South Africa.
Australia. Yeah. Summer in Australia.
I don't think that's such a wild.
What about TPC Desante Bay? They've sent a couple DMs in Mexico.
I think Mexico would be great. We'd have great back and forth behind the scenes content. Perez, you don't like Mexico?
I like Mexico. I do like Mexico.
I think there'd be great golf courses. You don't have to go to like.
But I think it, like a resort could hook it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
could be funny.
I think it could be awesome.
Perez, somebody called Perez to do a collab in where was it? In Mississippi? Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Yeah. He's like, you got a better chance of getting Bob to Mississippi than you do of getting Bob to Bermuda.
I want to go. They're in Bermuda now. I really want to. I wish I was in Bermuda right now.
Where's
Bermuda? You don't know where Bermuda is? Bermuda is
under like Florida, or it's
no,
past
it's,
Florida.
It's
past the Keys.
It's Georgia.
No, it's like out Georgia, South Carolina, east, out in the ocean. It's on the Gulf.
But it's not in – it's its own little country.
Not Caribbean. It's out in the Atlantic.
What about Georgia? Well, there's a lot of good golf there.
Yes. Denver and Georgia is still – it's you got to get to Florida.
Hey, let's call Augusta and be like, can we film here?
Next work.
Augusta Country Club. It could be time you go to Charleston. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, ooh. Kiowa.
That's not bad.
How about a Kiowa?
Sure. But Tick, you know it's cold there. Show you.
What's this?
You know it's cold there in December.
Yeah, but that's why we got our breezy hoodies on, baby.
Yeah,
that's right.
I would do Charleston.
You know, Ticket's been pushing for that for some time. I think maybe we give Ticket the ball. Show us what Charleston's all about.
We're gonna get a lot of good barbecue. I'll show you around. We'll do a family day. It's my time. It's my time. We went to Chicago.
Wow, he wants the ball.
I'll take it.
Whoever's got that air tag is about to book a trip to Charleston.
The meeting is there. That's tough.
Yeah, one way to Charleston.
That is horrifying, bro.
Remember randomly when I was in Pennsylvania for a wedding and you were like, dude, you're in Doylestown? I was like, yeah, you're like, I am too. I was like, you want to go get a bagel? You're like, sure. It was the most random thing of all time.
And we
got
the shittiest bagel of all time.
Stunk.
And why that story is interesting is because that was a day or two before you met the Jet, because you told me, you were like, hey, I'm going to this tournament. I got this guy I'm supposed to go with. I don't know. He's a loose cannon. I don't know if he's going. if he doesn't show up, I'm going to go. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. And he showed up, and the rest is history.
Me and my dad spent months trying to figure out the Jet and whether or not this guy was the right guy. Because, like, man, he works well. I can't. Off the field, he's a cancer to the locker room.
I heard multiple conversations with Bob. We'd be in the car and he'd be like, this fucking guy's gonna be the death of me. I'm just trying to help him out and he's shooting himself in the foot.
Dude, he could not get out of his own way. Jeppin, you knew you were a little crazy.
In hindsight, I was nuts and I thought I was like knew everything, which I did, but now like it was a different time. It was a different time.
And now you look a couple years later, you're still nuts.
Yeah, but
he's a lot happier.
But you're happier, and look, you are quite a piece to the puzzle.
We come a long way since what was the tournament? It was the first round of the it was Liberty National, but it was like the Barclay.
Yeah, you know who won that tournament?
Tony Finau won.
That's right.
Because we saw him on, that was the salmon pink Tony Finau. That was the first time.
We've told the story 100 times, but I did when I first met Jet. We had been talking for years, so I thought there would be some type of like, hey man, like so great to finally link. Let's talk for a little. He just looked at me, shook my hands, just said, let's go. Like, let's start filming. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That is what happened. I didn't even think about it at the time. That's just how it is, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, look, boys, a lot of good content coming out. We still have a lot of Vancouver content that has to come out. Again, the hoodies are live. If you want to feel slimmer and just feel spectacular, Golf's North Star, throw them in the sky, ladies and gentlemen. BreezyGolf.com. Again, appreciate all of you guys for the support. I really do miss you, boys, whether you believe it or not. I really do. Feel free to call me anytime, and I'll be better moving forward. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I look forward to seeing you next time.
We love you too, Bob.
Bye. You love me too, Jet?
Thanks for hosting, Bob. Have a good night.